Books on Tape presents The Speckled Monster, a historical tale of battling smallpox by Jennifer Lee Carroll. Read by Michael Pritchard. Introduction. In Georgian London, Lady Mary Wortley Montagu sweeps out of a palatial bedroom in a swirl of satin and silk, her 3-year-old daughter in tow. The servants are impassive as she floats by, but in her wake, their faces pinch in disgust, and their eyes meet in knowing glances. "Unnatural," hisses the nurse to a maid. Ignoring them, she descends the grand staircase like the Duke's daughter she is. But at the tall doors to the street, she pauses. She has grown accustomed to the delicate razors wielded in the plumed, powdered, and diamond-frosted high society of aristocrats and artists. Countesses and poets, once proud to claim her acquaintance, now make ostentatiously absurd claims to parade out of any room she enters. But even that is less harrowing than what happens in public. She sets her shoulders and nods to the footmen, who swing open the doors. As she steps into the street, heads turn, and people begin pointing and jeering. Just as the door closes on the safe haven of her coach, a servant in silver livery hands her a tray of carefully stacked notes. Even as some mothers teach their children to taunt her, others send footmen day and night to beg for her presence. When they find her away from home, they fan out through the winding lanes of London to track down her carriage, wherever she may be. In colonial